The Bandits are celebrating their recent NLL championship today. The Far West Regionals are set for girls flag football with all three sectional champions crowned. And plenty more Section 6 title games for other sports are on the docket this weekend. I'm Jack Cruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Friday, May 30th. The Buffalo Bandits are celebrating their 2025 National Lacrosse League Championship victory with a rally this evening in Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza outside of the KeyBank Center. Beginning at 5 o'clock p.m., the celebration will include speeches from players and coaches, ending at approximately 6:30. All three Section 6 champions have been crowned for the 2025 girls flag football season after the Class A and B title games were held on Wednesday night at Sweet Home High School. After Pioneer claimed their second consecutive championship in Class C last weekend, the Clarence Red Devils won their third straight title in Class A. Then Orchard Park got their first championship in program history in Class B earlier this week. Tomorrow, Highmark Stadium is the host site for the Far West Regionals, where the champions from Section 6 take on the Section 5 winners for the right to advance to the New York State semifinals. The Class A Regional starts the day at 11 a.m. with Orchard Park against Penfield. Then Clarence aims to repeat as regional champs at 1:30 when they take on Webster Schrader in Class B. The day wraps up with Pioneer battling with Finney in the Class C Regional at 4 p.m. The Clarence Red Devils rolled past Williamsville South in the Class B sectional championship on Wednesday, defeating the Billies 34-0 to claim the Section 6 Class A title.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, it's a tribute to the athletes that we have at Clarence High School. These girls are just amazing. They've bought into everything that we've tried to do. Now we've got some girls that are getting some experience, and they've, you know, we have some three-year players, but, you know, our whole linebacking core are first-year players, and it's just a tribute to their athleticism and their knowledge and learning how fast they learn the game.
With the win, head coach Mark Layer's Clarence Red Devils solidify themselves as Western New York's first official dynasty in girls flag football, claiming the Section 6 title in each of the 3 years the sport has been sanctioned.
It's different because, you know, we've been in it now for a while, but they all feel great. And yeah, we've got some younger players in key positions.
It was an onslaught from the start, with freshman running back Ellie LaDelfa scoring two touchdowns in the first 11 minutes of the game.
Strength, speed, agility. She has moves. She understands. She understands how to avoid her flag from being pulled. She just has everything you'd want in a running back. When she has the ball in her hands, I tell her, it's all you, kiddo.
LaDelfa went on to score all five Clarence scores, two on the receiving end from passes from Liv Bell, along with three rushing touchdowns.
The key to my success was the blocking and really just the confidence that I had in myself. It was really hard to go into this game thinking I got to try my best, but then I just really just pushed through and pushed my limit.
The Red Devils shut down Will South star two-way player Paige Szymanski, who was held off the score sheet while racking up 120 yards of offense.
We focused on taking away 27-3, and that was our real focus. We tried to do that the first time a little bit, but we knew a little bit more about them and what their plays were out of what formations, and I just think we were successful in taking away, you know, those key players.
Clarence advances to the Far West Regional, looking to get back to the state Final Four, where they fell in the semifinal last season. Despite slick conditions in the rain at Sweet Home High School, the Orchard Park Quakers adapted to the elements and ran past the Kenmore Devil Dogs 30-6 to claim their first sectional championship.
So the OGs are still with me from year one, and they've been through so many like close calls where we're right on the doorstep and just weren't able to get it done. So, you know, to walk away as champions today is, I mean, it means everything, you know. And for me, I told them the other day, this means a lot for me because it means a lot to them, and they mean a lot to me. So the fact that we could put this together as a team, and it really took a full team effort, I mean, it's really special, and I'm glad to be a small part of it.
For head coach Jeffrey Weiss, finally getting over the hump to win the sectional title stirred up memories of 4 years ago when he met with now senior quarterback Hallie Senfield just before the flag football pilot season began in 2022.
It's a really special moment because she's one of those two girls that I mentioned. She's been with me literally since day one. We went out on sidewalk at school in the middle of winter 4 years ago. It's like, all right, this is our first practice, and that's literally all that I had was a little sidewalk space in the cold and ice, and you know, it's her and five, six, seven other girls, and for someone who was there at that very first practice to see where the sport has come, where our team has come, where this program's come, you know, and for her to be a huge part of it is obviously it's a big deal.
Hallie Senfield was undoubtedly the most valuable player in the Class A championship game, with two interceptions defensively and three passing touchdowns for the Quakers.
I knew I had to go in with confidence, so I just knew to go out there and play with the best of my ability and just get it out quick.
OP got revenge for their loss to Kenmore earlier this season, a 13-0 defeat that had the team change their philosophy and kick the Quakers' efforts into high gear.
Our girls came ready. They prepared. They worked hard, and it's a lot of preparation in the moments leading up to this. You know what I mean? It wasn't like there was nothing that we did tonight that was, you know, the difference. It's all the work that we put in all week long. It's all the work that they put in all season long to prepare themselves for the moment.
Orchard Park advances to the Far West Regional for the first time in program history, with Section 5's Penfield in their way of the state Final Four. Over the course of the next 48 hours, Section 6 championships will be won in baseball and softball, while boys and girls lacrosse complete their title games tonight. With semifinals wrapping up last night, the baseball sectional title games are to be held throughout the day tomorrow. The Class AA, A, and B championships will take place Saturday at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. each at Frontier High School. The Class C and D title games are slated for Saturday at 11 and 2 o'clock at Dythrick Park in Jamestown. Softball will see two champs crowned tonight at Olean Middle School, with the Class C and D title games starting at 5 and 7:30. Tomorrow, Grand Island High School will be the host site for the softball championship games for Class AA at 1:30 p.m., Class A at 4, and Class B at 6:30. Tonight, boys lacrosse Class A and B championship games will be held at All High Stadium in Buffalo, while the girls lacrosse Class B and C title games will take place at Parker Field in Kenmore. This has been The Scoreboard, presented by Zenner & Ritter Heating and Cooling for Friday, May 30th. I'm Jack Cruiser for Buffalo Toronto Public Media Sports.